Blog Talk Radio.
Shine on me. Came straight out of the 1920s, a goddess of the silver era. I fell in love with you. Before we were introduced, come on baby, let's go and blow them all away. Shine on me, gotta shine.
I don't think they're ready for me.
folks, I'm a warrior kid. I said, if I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. I gotta get this money, that's all I know. I'm ballin' out, girl, cause I'm so fly. I know, oh, you don't know no one like me. It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like, fist as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the kind of guy that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly,
if you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine. But about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up, time's up. I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back and we can travel that world. Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I can put you under my wings.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by, I'll be looking down on you, you'll be looking up at me. Soon you will see we'll be free.
It's Cardiac and sort of wavy right now, so it's harder to speak. Pause. Man, I gotta get mine, cause the devil's outside, and it's harder to hide. Gotcha. So I got my caso, dame mi lazo, mami, man, pase mi lago, yeah. More shots to the bar, and everybody needs that, yeah, wonderbar. And that's wonderful, everybody know me, man, it's hard to go, cause I don't wanna leave, so whenever I move and mommy shake it, break it down. We're ahead of the town, this is Boston, baby, you know how we get down.
From the harbor to the shore, from the window to the floor, from the ceiling to the filament, man, I need a little more. It's attention that I crave, so tonight we set it all. Set it all.
Family with me, still waters run deep. Now I'm in the know. Ritz, Cata B, Miss Smith and NZ, for little 9 yard, yeah. Check this out, yeah. Triceptus Studios, check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dog on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always pushing on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jag. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chill. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel a fight. But do the spell, don't waste no time.
okay, I wanna make a wish, make it last forever. I know the good times fade, prepare for stormy weather. You my guiding light, and yeah, you're with forever. I can't predict, don't wanna fight the feeling. Yeah, everything I ever missed, everything I'm needing. Vampire attack, and yo, I guess I'm bleeding. I give her all for you, baby girl, there's no retreating. I'm on the front line, I'ma hold it down. Cause I'm the dude that wouldn't ever let you down. And if I ever did, I would apologize. Cause you know, I'm not them other guys.
Good Sunday afternoon. It's Shelly and Chuck from the Shelly and Chuck Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. Woohoo! And I just played a whole schmeal of artists and performers, their music. And actually today for the Ninja Sunday Show, what I'm actually doing is raising money for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. And I've been doing it every once in a while because, indeed, I think the stunt community is a very important stunt, you know, very important community for the film industry. And then something that I was welcomed on board by the CEO, John Hagner, the founder himself, as a board of advisor a while back. And what the museum is, the money is to be raised, and I'll tell you where you can actually send it. It's actually tax deductible. About the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canute, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rondell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as the signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater in Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, film, and film. Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984. dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail to 81 West Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, 12 Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. Email address is johnhagner@gmail.com. That's J-O-H-N-H-A-G-N-E-R @gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artist of the Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legend. And you can check that out yourself there. And for me personally, I grew up watching, you know, a lot of ninja films, action films, and actually been watching a lot of one of my favorite Jackie Chan films and getting more and more involved in the stunt community. You know, I myself had studied a little bit in, you know, dabbled a little bit into martial arts myself. I trained for a couple of years in a dojo in Rich Angelo's martial arts studio back in Everett, Massachusetts on Broadway. I actually do have a certificate, not that it matters or anything like that, but, you know, it's a, just a basic martial arts and going up in a court in capoeira. I don't know why documentation and certificates are so important stuff, but I actually do have something on, you know, stepping a foot into, you know, a dojo myself. I think that would be much better than any documentation, whatever, you know, I mean, nowadays you gotta have the trained people and everything. People want documentations of everything. I guess that matters or something for some reason, but, you know, I myself, like I said, I've trained in martial arts a few years in capoeira. Then for a year, I trained under Horace Cordeliza. He's a headmaster of a metaphysical school in Standish. It was in Westbrook, but it's in Standish now. And it's, you know, I've been part of that school. I mean, I trained for a year since, I think, 2008. I've been part of that school, you know, learning many different things about films, you know, many, like I said, many things from that school, which actually I'm very lucky and very dedicated to be part of the Unicorn Cove School of Metaphysics, and that's in Standish, Maine. And anybody that wants to make, you know, donations to that school, check it out. You can go to Unicorn Cove School of Metaphysics and check that out. You see Headmaster C himself on the page. Any questions, go there. I'm not going to answer any questions about the school, but that I do belong there. If you want to have any questions that needs to be asked, go and check out Unicorn School of Metaphysics. And actually, there's a film that I'm part of. I'm just an actress, but, you know, independent films, you know, it takes a whole bunch of people, not just the actors, but because you have a limited budget. And also, Headmaster Z is also a director of a film called Falcyr. It's F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R, and you can actually check that. We were filming yesterday, and you can check out on that page there. And there's a big, it's a funny picture. I was like, oh, my gosh. And I checked it out, and actually I think it was on Z's page, and it looks like my tongue is sticking out of my cheek. I was like, oh, that's an attractive picture, but it's really funny because they get this all closed, and I'm playing a peasant, and what I've done in the films, they actually kind of multitask me with characters, which I don't mind, which is kind of cool because you get more experience multitasking as characters in films. So I kind of really, really like doing that. I just like, hey, Z, what you want? I'm up for anything on the film. What you got? You know, getting all made up and stuff for different characters for films is actually a lot of fun. But with anything, like with acting and stuff on set, it does take a lot out of you. And it's, you know, about, you could do 12, 14 hours a day sometimes. And it really is, it really takes a lot of patience because it's very tedious and you have to do things over and over again. If you don't have patience to do things over and over again, acting is definitely not for you. It takes a lot of patience and sometimes you're all waiting on set for long periods of time. So, I mean, independent films, you got to give them their props. You really, really do. Any type of independent films, not just action, sci-fi, drama, many different films that are independent films, you know, you got to give them props because they're out there doing their thing and they have a certain budget that they have to work with. And actually a lot of families, they actually do independent films where families are involved in the whole aspect. So that's another thing, too. I give props to a lot of independent filmmakers. And anybody that's a creative artist, I actually do give to a lot of support of. Mine, my thing is, like I says, is the community. Because for many, many years, and it's getting a little bit better as time goes on, but can you imagine working, you know, getting paid for something, you know, you give your all to and you're putting your life on the line. And I hear when people say, well, they get paid to do that. Well, the thing is, in the stunt community, half the films out there in the world, if it wasn't for the stunt people, half of them would never get paid, right? I mean, sorry, paid, would never get made. The point of this is, if you go to the IMDb page, which every actor on the planet has this, if you scroll down, this is no lie, go on an IMDb page, you scroll down, you will even see that the makeup and the hair, the wardrobe, is above the stunt community. Most of the pages, it is. If you go down, you'll see that the stunt people are on the bottom of the list. So, for me, to try to help raise money for this, it's not just for the past decades of the stunt community, but this is actually for the present and for the future community. And I think it is something important where everything is in storage, and it's a shame. It's really, really a shame because this is something to save the community for all the history of it, to show the future community, for the present and for the futures. It's a legacy that's going to be left behind. And even with the future communities, they can actually come there and see everything themselves. And the blessing about my radio show, I get to preserve history with the stunt community. If anybody's been listening to my show, you'll know that I've been getting people, living legends, that have been in the business. And I'm not just talking in indie films, and indie films are really good, but I'm talking out in Hollywood, the people are still working on sets nowadays, Hollywood people on my show. These stunt people are a big part, really huge part of the films, because once again, without the stunt people, half the films out there in the world would never get made because of the stunt people. And that's why I truly think they deserve a little bit more. So hopefully, hey, I don't care how long it's going to take to raise this money. And once again, what you're going to do is I'm going to bring it up. I actually posted it on my page. And it's tax deductible if you like to donate there. And I'm trying to find, here is where you can mail your contribution directly to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. It's 81 Building 1, number 12, and Kane is K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Building 1, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. And you can check on my page. I actually posted it, the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame Building Fund. I checked it there. And once again, I know it doesn't matter about documentation, but you can see, just to prove, and I have nothing left to prove in this world to anyone, but I am a board of advisor. And I actually posted my certification as a board advisor on there, so you know that I really am part of and will know where the money is actually going to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame for the building fund. So I actually do know that it is actually going towards the building fund, because sometimes when you give to charities and such, you just sit there and you wonder, where is the money going to? Sometimes you don't know where it's all going to, but I do, in fact, know that the money is going to be going to the building fund, because everything, all the memorabilia from the past decades, it's in stores in Utah. And John G. Hagner, I actually had him on my show, and the thing is, I'm very, very honored that he asked me, actually was live on the air, if I wanted, I welcomed me on board as a board advisor. And I'm sitting there feeling very, very blessed when he did that. And I just cannot believe that. It was like, me, a board advisor for a Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, and I'm just like, no way. But the thing is, too, there's so many people that I would love to preserve a lot of things, because I'm not really too sure what's in storage, but this thing, because I'm kind of a younger generation, and it's really good because no one ever has to worry about, the way I look at things, and having, about many different races and stuff, where I know a lot of people, they don't, how can I explain? They can't see things through eyes like my eyes, the way I see things, different cultures and stuff. And these beautiful films that I've been blessed to be able to see with subtitles, and even to say from different countries, some of the films that I've watched, the stunt people that I'm thinking, they deserve to be in this Hall of Fame too. There's many people out there. I mean, look at, a person who's actually an inductee is actually Jackie Chan. So I'm very, very happy. But there's so many other people out there. I'd like to see, James Liu, Michael J. White, Donnie Yen, Don the Dragon Wilson. I could go on and on about all these people. Stephen Lambert, which I would love to see all these people, all their stuff that they've been part of, like a little piece of that and preserved. And I'm trying to keep up to figure out who is the younger generation. Now, people like my age and older, I definitely know about And, you know, I don't own a TV, so, you know, I don't know about all the shows and stuff out there, but I know about the stunt community because I love watching the stuff that I love. That's why I know about the stuff, you know, all the stuff that I love in the stunt community. But learning about the younger generation, I'm trying to figure out who the younger people are, you know, up and coming. I know some of them, you know, there's many people that I've enjoyed some of their work, but I just promise to keep, you know, with an open heart and an open mind to many different people and many different cultures. Do you know what I'm saying? It's something that I would love to see done. I'm just answering something. Hold on one second. doing my friend Ruth, doing my radio show. I'm typing on her Facebook. doing live. Okay. Answering an email here. Okay, let's see. Someone, I'm just looking at something right here. I just want to go over something to bring up something on the show. Someone's asked me a question. I'd like to go over that. So what I want to do, what song have I not played? I think I played, like, everything in my queue. And once again, I do apologize. What had happened is Blog Talk Radio crashed, and I lost half of my songs. And we were trying to get this back together, and I don't have all the songs in the queue. So I'm trying to see what I haven't played yet. So I'm repeating a song, but I want to play it. I'm just going over something. Somebody's asking me something, and I want to see how to say this live on the air. So give me one moment. I'm playing a song. I don't know if I just played this now, but it's called Hot Beat. It's by Kayak, and I'll be right back.
Is it love or lust? You don't like me. I don't really care, it's chemistry, man. Yeah, I seen you when you stepped in. Couldn't understand, it's sex is a weapon. Party me aggression, I need to have a session. Probably impossible, haters ain't an obstacle. Clothing is optional, my, I ain't stopping you. Do what you gotta do, say what you gotta say. Sound piece analysis, heartbeat of 808. Normally I'm comic, say I'ma beat away. Nah, it ain't the pearly gate, got me thinking naughty. You the type of chick that just brought the party. One line, two line, four lines of coke. Got my heartbeat about to jump through my throat. Nah, I ain't into drugs, just into love. You the type of girl that a thug been dreaming love on the dance floor. I grabbed you close, come out the chest, and I heard it go thump, thump. I heard your heartbeat going real fast like a whip down a side street. Cops in pursuit and I'm sitting on a hot seat.
Just don't baby me.
I feel your heartbeat.
You got me going crazy.
Okay, and I'm back, and I was just trying to bring up something on my Facebook page, and it was actually about John G. Hagner. I posted on my Facebook page in his IMDb page. I'd like to respectfully, like, let people know that John G. Hagner, he's now 85 years old, and he's, you know, he's been working in the business for many years, like 65 years of age, and I actually had him on my show, and I will post the link right on my page where I actually had him on my show. So as soon as I'm done with the show, I will post it on there. But hopefully, you know, sometimes things are posted privately even when I post it up there. So, because I'm not really too sure if people are even aware in the stunt community about this too, even though, like, back in December I did a whole month of, you know, for this to help raise money for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And I've been doing it for a while now, and this is something where I'm trying to get the world out best I can, and maybe, like, in hub pages, I should actually write about it. So maybe that'll give a little bit of help with this fundraiser. Because, like I said, there's so many things that are actually, you know, in storage, like I said. It's really been, you know, something that John was trying to do himself. And respectfully, you know, I do understand that John is getting older, and I have respect for him because he's 85 years old, and I don't like to say the term old. I like to redefine that and say that we're older. The thing is that I'm trying very, very hard and would love to see where John actually lives in Utah and like to see how the museum put out there, because in his golden years where John has worked very, very hard to try to get a museum, they did have one before. So much stuff is in storage now, and I think that, you know, in respect to John, it might be nicer to have a building in Utah. I really, really think that would be a wonderful place. I know people are probably going to think California along the lines. Wherever the museum is would be, I just think it would be such, out of respect, to have it closer to where John actually lives. So it's actually one of his dreams. It really is one of his dreams to have this museum dedicated to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And let me pull up, I'll even read it to you guys all once again. I'm pulling up on the internet as I speak, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And I'm going to pull it up once again. I'll read it to you all once again so that people will know exactly, you know, what's in storage and everything. I'm going to read it once again. This is actually off the website. If you go to Hollywood Stuntman's, excuse me, sitting here choking, I think I need a drink. It's a nonprofit organization, and you can actually look up Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And it says Falling for the Stars. You can contact John Hagner. It has the board members. My name is actually up there, too. So you can actually, if you go on there, it said board members, I'm on the very bottom of the page. Once again, this is what the museum is about, I know I read it before, but I'm reading again so you guys will know exactly what it is, what this museum is for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. About the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rondell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located in the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stunt Men's Hall of Fame and mail to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard. Cane is spelled K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Mohab, M as in Michael, O as in Orange, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, Utah, 84532. The reason why I spell things out, I do have a Boston accent, but I like to spell it out so everything is down there correctly, where to send those tax-deductible donations. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160 or his email address, which is johnhagner@gmail.com. It's J as in John, O as in Orange, H as in Harry, N as in Nancy, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, G as in Bogo, N as in Nancy, E as in Elephant, R as in Robert, @gmail.com. It's johnhagner@gmail.com. For more additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artists of the Stars, Artists, A-R-T-I-S-T, of the Stars, and then Stunt Stars and Legends. And you can check that out there. So it's something that I am helping to try to raise money for this museum because I think it's really something that's really, really important out there because the stunt community, like it says, without half of the films there in the world, you know, half of them wouldn't even get done. So, you know, just think about that. I mean, like I said, it wasn't for half of these people. And let's see. I'm looking on here as, you know, people's Facebook things are popping up. Let's see. I'm just looking on here. Give me one moment. I was just seeing something. Okay. I just was reading an email. I'll probably write to this person afterwards. I was sending them some information about what I just said here on Facebook. So you guys can't see anything. I run everything myself on the show here. I'm doing everything myself. So I'm trying to send some email and hopefully, you know, Kitty's been good. She's been very, very good right here. Yeah, she's good. Not eating the mama. Yeah, I have a little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, who sometimes she just meowed at me. And you guys don't even know half the time. You guys don't see this radio. Sometimes, well, most of the time she's been pretty good lately. I think she's kind of getting used to the fact this is something that I'm doing and she's just going to be, you know, taking her a little nap. So it was kind of nice when I was doing the show before, and I've been doing it for a while now, the show itself, she might be chewing on me and trying to jump up on the computer and everything, and I'd be like, Kitty, stop it. We're like, Jackie. It's like a little kid going, Jackie. So she's been very good. I like when she curls up next to me when I'm doing the show. It's really nice. A little furball, and she's actually being very nice now. But, of course, she probably wants a little, like, you know, cat nap, take a little cat nap. Because most of the time, cats, I think, are nocturnal. I really, really think so. And she likes to run around like a ninja. I mean, I think most cats are like ninjas because, I mean, if you ever watch a cat, I mean, not everybody's interested in cats or kittens or anything like that. But, I mean, even wild animals, when they're playing, like tiger cubs and, you know, lion cubs, even when they're playing, come on, they're like little ninjas, little furball ninjas running around, you know. And, you know, how cool is it to have an animal that's like a ninja? And speaking of ninjas, you know, I just feel very lucky, very blessed to be connecting with a lot of ninjas and, you know, the world over. And in Hollywood, there's a lot of people that have actually seen a lot of their work for many, many years. One of my ninja pals, Stephen Lambert, who I've had on the show like twice, and every once in a while he calls in and he's up on my Facebook page, and my ninja pal, Stephen Lambert, has been working in Hollywood for many, many years. He doubles for James Woods, and he's just an amazing guy. He's very humble, and I think he's really great. And he's like, no, I'm not that great. But seriously, how many people in this lifetime said they've done stunts on the top of the Statue of Liberty? And not many people can actually say that in the business, because Stephen was actually one of the lucky ones. Well, can we say lucky? Because it would be kind of crazy, because from what he told me, it was Adventures of Raymond Williams, and it was during the 80s, and they had all the scaffolding around the Statue of Liberty. Now, imagine being on top of the Statue of Liberty's head, and you're swinging, like, around up there, and it must have been so cold and so windy, because, you know, that's what Stephen had told me. And he's doing all this crazy stuff, and he's got pictures of it, and Stephen's done all sorts of crazy things, even chasing Chuck Norris in a dune buggy. And you got to have big cojones, big balls, to be chasing Chuck Norris in a dune buggy after him. So he's chased Chuck Norris. He's worked on set with, you know, with A-list actors, you know, from people like Robert De Niro and Al Pacino and many other people, and, you know, doubled quite a lot for James Woods. So, Stephen, I think he's really great. Once again, he's going to be like, no, I'm not the greatest. But they're very humble, these stunt people in the stunt community, men and women, that do all these crazy stunts, that actually put their lives on the line doing all these crazy stunts. They're really quite humble. And a lot of them that actually play villains, it's so funny because they play these mean, nasty villains, and they do all this crazy stuff on stuff. All the stunts jumping out of helicopters, crashing cars, flipping cars, motorcycle scenes setting themselves on fire, you name it. This stunt community, they do it all. And then you go to look at the IMDb page, and you see that mostly the stunt community is on the bottom of the list on most pages. And I'm sitting here going, why do they have to be on the bottom? And people says, I know a lot of people, maybe they're more interested in hair and makeup and costumes, which is important as well. But it's kind of like, you know, I mean, more and more is changing now, which I'm very, very glad. I'm very, very happy for the stunt community about the awards and everything, where they're not just going to get documentation. It's the SAG Awards, I believe, that they actually change, where they're going to start doing actually real statues, I guess, instead of just giving them pieces of paper. But imagine, though, once again, like with your work, you know, many years back, like decades ago, with the actors on set, and you were a stunt person, in your contract, from what the CEO, the founder, John G. Hagner, told me, he couldn't even really talk about what he did on sets. Can you imagine nowadays if you're having a job that you're getting paid for and you go out to dinner with your friends or something like that and you're sitting down, everybody's talking about their job, and you're a stunt person, imagine if you couldn't even talk about your work. I mean, how would that feel? How would you feel when, you know, with your, you know, your job and you can't talk about it? And like I says, once again, the stunt community has come a very, very, very long way, and I'm very, very, very happy that it has come a long way. Let's see. I'm just checking out here. I was seeing that, you know how like on your Facebook page, you sit there and you see that, you know, you write something underneath a piece of paper. I mean, sorry, not a piece of paper here. I'm writing on paper, scratching my ear, and looking on a Facebook thing. You know, like when you type something underneath the comments on Facebook, you totally forget about it. Then you get your notifications, and you're like, what's this? When did I comment on that? And it could be months sometimes or something, and it's like, why am I getting a notification? And, well, at least now you can stop doing notifications on your Facebook page. Oh, and by the way, I post tons of stuff on my Facebook page. And I tell my friends all the time, listen, you can still be my friends. Just hide my status. You can come back and visit. I know everybody says I'm doing too much. I'm doing too much. And it's like, well, you know, I'm trying here. Because the reality is I'm doing everything by myself. Well, except for on Falk here, I'm an actress on that, everybody's doing anything. But, you know, things myself, I'm doing everything myself. I'm, you know, just running things myself, getting the guests, you know, people giving me ideas. I says, well, this person, I says, if I can get a hold of it, someone gets a hold of the guest for me, I have to, you know, do everything myself. So it just gets tiring a little bit, and I kind of enjoy what I'm doing. I really, 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 you know. Let's see. I'm just posting something else here. Let me see. I was just looking at another thing on Facebook. So it's just like, I'm just looking at stuff. You know, like you know, like your all these on the stuff here. And I have to give a shout out to Urza Beer. I don't know if he's listening. Easy R-A Beer, B-E-E-R. If you happen to hear the show, thanks, thanks for the support, sweetie. Thank you so much for always, always supporting me. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, thank you. Once again, this throw is dedicated for the stunt, you know, stunt community. If you guys want to, you know, make a tax-deductible, you know, donation to Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, you know, go to and check out more. Falling for the Stars, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. You can actually see it there. Check it out yourself. It's called Falling for the Stars, a nonprofit organization, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, official site. John Hagner is the founder, the CEO, the man that welcomed me on board for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame as a board of advisor. Make your tax-deductible donations to 81 West King Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah 84532. And you can check it out. And once again, thank you so much for the love and support. And I will be getting more and more guests on my show. Thank you so much. And I am ending the show here. And thank you so much. I feel a blessing to have the show and such. I'm looking to see. I was actually going to have someone call in, but it seems like this is why sometimes at the last minute I don't make an announcement. I'm rescheduling something to have someone actually on my show. It doesn't look like that's working out today, so I wasn't too sure because I like to, you know, if I'm going to have someone on my show, I try to make it a couple of days in advance to have that person on there because I don't want to look like, oh, I got this person on my show, and then the person doesn't end up, you know, being on my show. So I try to come up with ideas, and so if I do have other people that I want to have on my show, but I like to have a fear. I try not to have it last minute because it avoids all problems and such, and it makes sure that it's all set up. So, you know, I was trying to hope to see, like I said, that I was hoping somebody was going to be on the show today, but since it was kind of like last minute, I didn't want to make an announcement or anything. So I'm hoping that I'll get this person on the show, in the future show, and I can give promotion for that. So I'm actually losing my voice. And, yes, I am queen of all dogfishes. I left my pocketbook on set yesterday. Yep. Such a dorkfish. Such a dorkfish right now. Left my pocketbook on set yesterday. thank goodness I just like a lot of people that I do work with. Thank goodness that they're like honest, and you know, that's one thing I feel very, very blessed about. Really, really feel very, very blessed about. So I am once again going to end the show here, and I do thank you for the love and support and for my show, and thank you. Many, many blessings, and look out for a few of my articles, which are actually featured on Hub Pages, which I'm writing a little bit better, so I feel very honored about that, about the stunt community. It gives me another platform. I'm trying to go with a live show and trying to learn about, you know, doing live video too. So I'm actually just trying to do a couple things here and there. So, everyone, I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for actually, you know, tuning into my show. And like I said, all those that has a dream out there, just remember, you are as good as anybody else. And don't you forget it. And thanks again for, you know, the love and support. And everyone, enjoy Ninja Sunday the rest of the week. And thanks again for the support. All right? Bye-bye. I've been waiting.